Noon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the study session for the Mesa City Council Monday, June 21st, 2010. And the first item on the agenda is to review tonight's agenda. Page 2. Ms. Spinner, do I have the outline as to how we're going to progress with that tonight? Oh, I do. Okay. Got it. Great. Thank you. I think I'm okay. Page 3. Councilmember Higgins.
I wanted to ask about item 8A and 8B. That's on page 3, right? Still is?
Still on page 3.
John, Mr. Wesley, are these items that have been in the system for a while, so they're falling under the old annexation requests?
Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, I believe that's correct. They have been in the works since 2009.
Okay.
And so the rules changed there a couple of times. We try to take things based on the rules at the time that they were submitted.
Because, again, this is just 0905 is 0.15 of an acre. That's some random house in the middle of somewhere, right?
Right.
Actually, not house. It's commercial property.
That one is a, make sure I get the two straight here on the agenda. That one is the, it's a small apartment complex, as I recall, 28 units.
And that is exactly what I was bringing up. The calls for service on that, they just seem to be super low. And it, again, it didn't seem like it was realistic. So anyway, but this is just release of signatures, right?
Correct.
So we'll have time to chat about this.
That's correct. It'll come back again for the actual ordinance introduction and action.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Mayor.
Okay. Anything else on page 3? Page 4? Page 5? Page 6? Page 7? Page 8? Page 9? And page 10? Okay. Oh, and I guess we'll also go over the special council meeting. Okay, 5:50. So what we're going to do is, because we have to adopt the budget in a special council meeting, just so all the council knows, is that we will go through the first items on the agenda. We'll go over the consent agenda. Nope. We'll jump into the, hold on a second. There we go. Okay, no, I was looking for the consent agenda. It was on the bottom of the first page.
Okay.
We'll do the regular consent, and then we'll go into the public hearings and go through all that public hearings, and then we'll recess the regular council meeting and call to order a special council meeting for the budget items.
That's correct, except, Mayor, you will take action on item 7 first, which is
first
approving the utility rates.
Right.
So after the public
all items,
hearings,
we're going to take items 7A through 7G as a single motion.
And then after item 7.
And then after that, we will recess the regular council meeting and convene a special council meeting to take action on the budgets. And we'll then adjourn that meeting and go back into the regular council meeting.
Right,
so it'll seem a little weird.
Yeah. Well, it's different.
Out of the ordinary. Not weird, but out of the ordinary.
State law requires that the budget be taken in a special council
right
meeting.
So okay, we must. So after item 7.
It'll be a meeting within a meeting, but just so everyone understands what we're doing. It's a deviation from normal practice.
Required deviation.
Okay.
Deviancy?
We're not going to go there. Okay. Here reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Oh, Mayor, I didn't get to report last time, but I attended a meeting with National League of Cities a week and a half ago, and NLC is in good financial condition this year. There will be no dues increases for member cities. Actually, member cities number of member cities has increased over last year, and many of the staff attribute that to the various enterprise programs that have become available to the member cities, and Mesa was commended for pioneering many of the programs. We also had a very good discussion on the National League of Cities annual meeting, which will take place in Arizona in 2011. Thank you.
I'm sure that was a very interesting discussion.
Yes, it was.
Nice save, by the way.
Okay. Anything else? Councilmember Higgins.
A point of personal, how do you say that?
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you. I just wanted to wish my husband a 26th anniversary. Also last week, but we were so busy we didn't continue on after the four-hour marathon meeting.
So you're wishing your husband an anniversary?
I am. I'm not wishing me a happy
anniversary with what?
26th wedding anniversary.
Mayor. Oh.
He put up with me for 26 years. He's a saint.
He's a saint.
Is that a motion? Or because I think it will not die for a second. Jack is a saint. We do agree with that. By acclamation.
By proclamation.
All of the above.
He has
put up with me for 26 years.
He continues to be my biggest fan.
He continues to put up with. That's very presumptuous on your part.
That's true.
Do we need to call Jack in here for some?
We should.
Okay.
Why is it there's a smart aleck comment made and my mic light is turned on by staff?
All right. Anyone else? Before this meeting gets completely out of control. Thank you, and congratulations to you and Jack. That really is, that's great. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Just a reminder to the council that this Thursday we'll have a study session on the 24th. The following Thursday, which is July 1st, will be our first council meeting in July. So there will not be a morning study session, but there will be a study session and council meeting the evening of July 1st. And then on the second meeting in July will actually be on Thursday, July 8th. And that will be the last council meeting before the summer break.
So instead of council meetings being on Mondays, we're going to have it on Thursday.
Or in July.
And we're not going to have morning study sessions on Thursday like we normally do. We're going to have just evening, afternoon study and evening regular meetings.
And then also, I think we'll be talking more about this upstairs, but the Friday, July 2nd and 3rd, we'll be having the Arizona Celebration of Freedom in downtown Mesa from 6 to 10. So I think we're going to talk more about that upstairs.
The incredible Arizona Celebration of Freedom. The unbelievable.
There is. And then if I could invite Doug Yeske to come forward just to at least recognize Doug and his staff. I think as you accomplish something significant over and over every year, it becomes taken for granted, but I'm not sure there's too many cities that
That's what Jack Higgins said with their anniversaries every year with Dina. Just becomes sort of like second.
Oh, thank you. Doug just handed to me that the city of Mesa has received a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting from the Government Finance Officers Association for our 2009 comprehensive annual report. While that in itself is significant, and many cities do get that award annually, Mesa's been doing it for 28 consecutive years.
Unbelievable.
Getting that award. So congratulations to Doug and staff. Thank you, Doug.
I have a very good staff.
Yes,
you. Well, why don't you formally introduce Doug to anyone who's at home watching? We all know who Doug is, but
Doug is our director for financial. Well,
controller.
He's our controller. All financial system. He's our controller. And
he keeps the books.
Keeps the books and makes sure we pay our bills on time and collects the money that's due to us. So
collects all that money, puts it in the right place.
Yeah.
Make sure we get paid.
So he does a very good job.
And
reports it to the auditors, the outside auditors.
Coming from an accounting background, I can tell you that is no easy task. So congratulations to you and your staff. It really is quite an accomplishment.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just one other thing, just to remind our community members that I think it would be next week, We're still having continuing to go through the city with our zoning code update workshops. We have one for District 4. June 29th is a Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 at the Fire Station 202 Community Room, which is at 830 South Stapley Drive. And then District 3 will be having one the following day, Wednesday, from 6:30 to 8 at the Dobson Ranch Association facility. So invite everyone from those parts of the community, if they're interested in what's going on with the zoning code and the update, to attend those meetings.
Bring your 40-foot RV, park it close to each other, and what? Thank you.
Motion to move into executive session.
We have a motion to move into executive session and a second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Thank you. The vote
overruled.
The motion carries.
Unanimous.
Appreciate it. We'll now move into executive session. Thank you very much.